Hare Krishna. Those who check the urge to mate, avoid checkmate. Checkmate is an expression used in chess as well as in real life. In chess, when a game is over, when one party defeats another party, then checkmate conveys that defeat. Checkmate is also used in day-to-day life, where it conveys the idea of total irreversible defeat. When there is no way that a person can win, when a person is permanently defeated, at that time the word checkmate is used. So similarly, in this case, checkmate for all of us refers to death. Because at the time of death, all our hopes for enjoyment are our dreams and schemes for enjoyment at the material level are irreversibly and inalterably terminated. Significantly, death is an event of the body, not of the soul. The soul, being immortal, doesn't die. So as long as we are in bodily consciousness, we suffer the trauma of death. When we go beyond bodily consciousness, we go beyond death. So, how do we go beyond death? What does it mean? It means that we no longer suffer the trauma of death. The body will die, but when we don't have attachment to the body, then we don't suffer the trauma of death. We see death not as a termination, but as a transition from our present level of existence to another level of existence. So what keeps us stuck at the material level of reality where we suffer the trauma of death? It is our own desires. Our desires to enjoy matter keep us trapped here. And to the extent we become free from those desires, to that extent we become free from the material level of reality, and thereby the trauma of death. Central among the desires that keep us trapped at the material level is the desire for sex. Sex allures us with promises of bliss unending and traps our consciousness in our body and in others' bodies. And although the promises of bliss unending offered by sex are patently false, because the body is temporary and the body's capacity to enjoy is temporary, still, because the allure is so captivating that we stay forever captivated, thinking that, oh, in the future I will be able to enjoy. And in this way, we stay trapped. But if we can just move forward, if we can rise to the spiritual level of consciousness, then death will no longer be a trauma. We can avoid checkmate. How do we rise to the spiritual level of consciousness? By regulating sensual material enjoyment in general and sexual enjoyment in specific. The Bhagavad Gita 5.22 to 24 outlines in this section the redirection of our quest for happiness. The Bhagavad Gita declares that we begin with recognizing in 5.22, Yehi sam sparshija bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adiyantavantah kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha. Then 5.20, so this verse says that this material enjoyment is temporary, adiyantavanta, and therefore nate shuramate buddhaha. The wise don't delight in such enjoyment. Then, but still the desires will come. So how do we deal with the desires? The next verse describes. Shaknoti haiva yah sohum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sa yuktah sa sukhi na raha. So the next verse describes that shaknoti, if we can tolerate these desires, then we will be well situated and we will be happy. Well situated means well situated to attain spiritual liberation. And just tolerance is not enough. How do we sustain tolerance? To complement that, we need the redirection of our quest for happiness from outwards to inwards, from matter to spirit. That is what 5.24 recommends. Yoanta sukhoantara ramas tathantar jyotirevayah. So yogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto digachati. So yo anta sukho antara ramas, that one who seeks happiness within. And antararamas, one who delights within. So brahma nirvanam, which a person attains liberation in spiritual reality. And when we thus become liberated, then we no longer suffer the trauma of death. So thus, by checking the urge to mate, using the strength of spiritual devotion. Why the strength of spiritual devotion? Because among the various processes to regulate and redirect our search for happiness, the best is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga connects us most expeditiously, most easily with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And it grants us access to the highest spiritual happiness. So by the process of Bhakti Yoga, when we check the urge to mate, we can gradually avoid the checkmate of death. Thank you. Hare Krishna.